请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
I have many hobbies.
我有很多爱好。
I like to draw.
我喜欢画画。
Drawing is fun and creative.
绘画有趣且富有创造力。
I also like to play football.
我也喜欢踢足球。
Football is exciting.
足球很令人兴奋。
I enjoy reading books.
我喜欢读书。
Reading takes me to new worlds.
阅读让我进入新的世界。
I love stories and adventures.
我爱故事和冒险。
My friends have hobbies too.
我的朋友们也有爱好。
They like to sing and dance.
他们喜欢唱歌和跳舞。
We all enjoy playing together.
我们都享受一起玩耍。
My favorite hobby is painting.
我最喜欢的爱好是画画。
I can do many things.
我可以做许多事情。
Hobbies make me happy.
爱好让我快乐。
Easter is a special day for many people.
复活节是许多人特别的日子。
It falls on April 7th this year.
它在今年的4月7日掉落。
Different countries celebrate Easter in unique ways.
不同的国家以独特的方式庆祝复活节。
In Italy, they eat chocolate eggs.
在意大利，他们吃巧克力蛋。
In Greece, people paint eggs red.
在希腊，人们把鸡蛋涂成红色。
Families come together for dinner.
家庭为晚餐聚在一起。
In Mexico, children hunt for eggs.
在墨西哥，孩子们猎取鸡蛋。
Some people have fun with games.
一些人和游戏一起玩得很开心。
Easter is a time of joy and love.
复活节是欢乐与爱的时刻。
People visit families and share happiness.
人们拜访家庭并分享快乐。
Easter traditions are important for many.
复活节传统对很多人都很重要。
Every culture has its own special customs.
每种文化都有其独特的习俗。
Cleaning the house can be a big task.
清洁房子可能是一项大任务。
However, with a plan, it becomes easier.
然而，有了一个计划，这变得更简单了。
Start by making a list of the rooms.
开始制作房间的清单。
This helps you know what to clean.
这有助于你知道该清理什么。
Next, set a timer for each room.
接下来，为每个房间设置一个计时器。
This way, you stay focused and efficient.
通过这种方式，你保持专注和高效。
Do not forget to take breaks.
不要忘记休息。
Cleaning is easier when you are organized.
清理变得更容易，当你组织得当时。
After cleaning a room, check if you need to tidy up.
清理房间后，检查你是否需要整理。
Finally, reward yourself for a job well done.
最后，为你做得好的工作奖励自己。
Professional tennis is an arena that demands both physical prowess and mental resilience.
职业网球是一个需要身体能力和心理韧性的领域。
Alize Cornet, known for her agility and strategic play, recently faced multiple pressures in a high-stakes match.
阿丽泽·科尔内以她的灵活性和战略性比赛而闻名，最近在一场高风险的比赛中面临多重压力。
From the grueling training sessions to the unrelenting media scrutiny, the challenges are numerous.
从艰苦的训练课程到不屈不挠的媒体审查，挑战是数不胜数的。
Cornet's recent match highlighted the dichotomy between expectations and reality.
科尔内特最近的比赛强调了期待和现实之间的二元对立。
Despite facing a series of defeats, she exhibited remarkable tenacity and dedication.
尽管经历了一系列失败，她展现出了非凡的韧性和奉献精神。
The physical toll of such a demanding sport cannot be underestimated.
如此苛刻运动的身体负担无法低估。
Cornet's experience serves as a testament to the relentless struggle athletes endure.
科尔内特的经历是运动员忍耐无情斗争的证明。
Moreover, mental fortitude is equally essential in overcoming doubts and fears.
此外，心理韧性在克服疑虑和恐惧方面同样至关重要。
The journey of a professional tennis player is fraught with uncertainty and high expectations.
职业网球运动员的旅程充满了不确定性和高期望。
Ultimately, the resilience shown by players like Cornet inspires many aspiring athletes.
最后，由像 Cornet 这样的球员所展示的韧性激励了许多有志于成为运动员的人。
As the MLS season progresses, anticipation builds around the upcoming clash between the Houston Dynamo and Los Angeles.
随着 MLS 赛季的进展，围绕休斯顿迪纳摩和洛杉矶的即将冲突的期待感增强了。
Both teams come with high expectations and unique strategies, setting the stage for a thrilling encounter.
两个球队以高期望和独特的战略而来，为激动人心的遭遇搭建舞台。
The Houston Dynamo, renowned for their counter-attacking style, look to exploit weaknesses in Los Angeles' defense.
休斯顿动力队以其反击风格而闻名，寻找机会利用洛杉矶防线的弱点。
Conversely, Los Angeles is expected to emphasize possession and fluid movement to maintain control.
相反，预计洛杉矶将强调拥有权和流动性运动，以保持控制。
This tactical juxtaposition promises a riveting spectacle, as both teams aim to secure a pivotal victory.
这个战术并列承诺了一个引人入胜的场面，因为两支队伍都旨在确保一个关键的胜利。
As fans gather in the stadium, their collective energy will undoubtedly influence the atmosphere.
当球迷聚集在体育场时，他们的集体能量无疑会影响气氛。
Moreover, the coaching staffs of both teams must be agile in their tactical decisions.
此外，两队的教练团队在战术决策上必须灵活。
Ultimately, the outcome of this match could ripple beyond mere standings, affecting the morale of both squads.
最终，比赛的结果可能超越简单的排名，影响到两个队伍的士气。
In the fast-paced world of soccer, strategic ingenuity often separates the victors from the vanquished.
在快速发展的足球世界中，战略智慧常常将胜利者与失败者区分开来。
Music has always played a significant role in every culture.
音乐在每一种文化中一直扮演着重要角色。
From traditional folk songs to modern pop music, its forms have evolved significantly.
从传统民歌到现代流行音乐，它的形式显著演变。
Musicians reflect their cultural values through their art.
音乐家通过他们的艺术反映他们的文化价值观。
For instance, many rebellion movements have used music as their rallying call.
例如，许多叛乱运动将音乐作为他们的集会号召。
In many societies, music helps to bring people together and inspire change.
在许多社会中，音乐有助于团结人们并激励改变。
Different genres reflect different aspects of life and society.
不同的类型反映生活和社会的不同方面。
For example, the blues genre arose from African-American experiences.
例如，蓝调风格源于非裔美国人的经历。
This music tells stories of struggle, hope, and resilience.
这音乐讲述了斗争、希望和韧性的故事。
In contrast, punk music emerged as a voice of rebellion against mainstream norms.
与此相对，朋克音乐作为对主流规范的反抗声音而出现。
Through music, societies can express their discontent and seek justice.
通过音乐，社会可以表达他们的不满并寻求正义。
Ultimately, music acts as a powerful tool for change.
最终，音乐作为一种强大的变革工具。
As such, it is essential for societies to embrace musical diversity.
因此，社会必须接受音乐的多样性。
Only then can music fulfill its role in shaping society's future.
只有在那时，音乐才能履行其在塑造社会未来中的角色。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。